Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Christy Campbell is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Christy and I are friends. We've known each other for a while, but this is her first trip to the show. She's director of marketing for Manta, Manta.com, an organization you've heard me tell you about many times before in the past. Even when the Manta folks weren't here, I was telling you about Manta. But Christy's here with the results of their recent holiday survey that they conducted with small business owners just like you. Heck, for all I know, you may have been one of their respondents. Christy Campbell, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here today.
It's good to have you back. Good to talk to you again. Thanks for being part of our day, and congratulations on a great survey. Tell us what the motivation was behind the survey.
Well, you know, we really are dedicated every day to helping small businesses profit, connect, and grow through our largest online community dedicated entirely to that audience. And so on a regular basis, we poll our business owners to ask them how they're feeling about things like the economy. And with this survey, we really wanted to know about going into this holiday season, how do they feel about sales, their optimism, the marketing methods they're using, and hiring, et cetera. So we conducted the survey in early October, and going into the season, we're very, very happy to hear how they felt about it.
Well, good for you.
So about
it's important to connect with these guys, because the good news is it's easier to do that these days, and I'm really excited about the new capability that we have out there, and that to connect with business owners, but to connect with our customers, to find out what they have to say. The technology is really making it easy for us to serve our customers, whether you and I are serving small business owners or whether small business owners are serving consumers. If the technology is really leveling the playing field and giving us better information than ever before, isn't it, Christy?
That's true. It's pretty exciting. You know, and we found that nearly half of them were feeling more optimistic this year about going into the holiday season versus 2010.
Right. Good. That's good news. And so talk to us a little bit about some of the ways that they intended to promote their business in the fall.
Well, a couple of things really stood out for us. I mean, really, they sort of denoted that social media was the key to promoting their business this holiday season. 75% said that they're going to leverage social media tools to promote their offerings going into the year.
That's good news.
It is, and we're seeing that as well, you know, with our online community, which is very a social community. We have about 2,000 new business owners joining every day, so it's pretty exciting to see them using these new tools.
Well, and so about 75% and 60% were using online marketing. I thought that was a good number, too, because that's... You know, the thing I try to remind people about, Christy, is even if you have a traditional brick-and-mortar small business, your customer expectations, even those customers who plan to come in your business and take the product out of your hand and leave you with their money, even those customers want some kind of an online connection with you. They want to be able to learn about you, find out about you, find out what's new, be reminded, whatever it may be. They want some kind of connection through the online world, don't they?
That's so true. It's really just a validation point. And like you said, whether you have a storefront or whether you even have a website or not, I mean, you need to have some kind of a presence online, and there's many good places to do that, and Manta's one of the best and most traffic places to start.
So let's move over and talk about the sales. You mentioned 50% were more optimistic. What did they say about sales going into this year? What are their expectations?
Well, they were also saying, which we found interesting, 4 in 10 or 40% said that already heading into this shopping season that they were already seeing better sales than they saw last year. So we were really happy to see that as well, and I think that resonated also when we saw how well Black Friday went for retailers this year.
You know, it's interesting to see this, the breakdown of how sales are going, how they expected sales to be. When I compare your numbers to my unscientific numbers mm-hmm. to when we do when we poll our audience to the ones that are very scientific, like the NFIB survey, which is, I'm sure you're familiar with, very well regarded. In fact, the gold standard on small business polling. When I see every one of them track very close to the same. Small business owners are more hopeful, but there's still a lot of folks out there who are hurting, and I wonder if those people who are hurting, if they aren't maybe the same ones who are reticent, who are slow to adopt the new technology opportunities. What do you think?
It could be that could very well be. I think it's maybe not just that they're reticent to try new things, it's that they're confused about what their options are. I mean, I think they're hearing so many mixed messages about the importance of their website or how to optimize their website or different ways to be found and searched by customers, which we know is where where they're being searched for. So I think they just sometimes just don't have the time or just don't have the skills to really go out and figure out how to get found online.
Well, I also think that they maybe get intimidated, Christy, because they think that they're so far behind, and if they have other people they hear other people talking about how they're using it, and they're thinking, "Wow, I'm so far behind those people." But the truth is, you just got to get started. I mean, take one little baby step. Every baby step that you do, every new baby step is a building block, and you can ramp up. You can become a full adopter very quickly, can't you, Christy?
Oh, you definitely can, and we see that every day with business owners that are joining Manta. I mean, people who are going from maybe not even having a website, which we know that, probably less than 50% of small business owners have a website at this point, and we really have a really quick and easy free way for them to get in front of millions of potential customers, and it takes just a few minutes, and it's sort of a no-brainer, and we hear from them, since I got my profile on Manta, I'm starting to see dozens of new leads come in and turning into new sales. So it doesn't take much. It's just really taking the time to go out there and be the places that customers are looking for you.
And folks, I'd recommend you use that as a first start. If you haven't started really getting into the online, some of the online capabilities, go to find your profile on Manta.com, because you have a profile there. The question is, right, Chris, you got a profile. If you're a business, more than likely they profiled you. But the question
That's
is,
right.
Have you claimed that profile? You can go in there and claim it for yourself, and it becomes a lot better index for people to find you, doesn't it, Christy?
That's right. It's definitely a more prominent place with better information if you go and take care of it yourself.
Manta.com. Check that out. We're going to take a quick break and come back after these messages and talk about more of the survey that they conducted for the holiday season that conducted with small business owners. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Christy Campbell is our guest. She's with Manta.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.